Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Across the street, Cam Newton, no, Big King, half an ear, what do you call him?
Half an ear?
What do you call him? You were at his back. No, it wasn't you at his back. He came in, I was not asleep, and he strangled me in my sleep. I was not asleep. I got up and I couldn't breathe. The oxygen wasn't getting to my brain, so I woke up and he was strangling me, and I got up and heard me bit his ear, me trying to rip his ear on me. I kill you, you wanker. Oh. And here the car that came and lifted me and put me in jail. It was in Cork. Oh. In Cork.
See, working with the one I was telling you about, the one who you work with, he was saying to me, do you want a job? I can get you one in the morning. It's me, 100%. I was still on the rip from a full weekend, Friday to Sunday. And I had no, I was skinned. I mean, he heard me, fuck it, I'll do a job, whatever it is. And he goes, right, you're getting picked up 4 o'clock in the morning. You're going to Dublin to work for a week. Here's me, well, right, sweet, down the labour, these boys. Fucking get down. Brought down a wee bit for a couple of joints or something to do me. My first day on the Monday after work, standing there having a joint. No on the phone hear me. Oh, I just finished my first day of work. I bust it, blah, blah, blah. Sitting down a wee bench having a smoke. Next thing, guards pull up. Me, oh, fuck. Mate, I promise you, it's my first day in Dublin. I'm only here. I'm in Belfast. I seen somebody in the city centre smoking a joint, and I walked up to him and asked him. He didn't even throw a joint away. I went over, sparked it up, and fucking walked back down the street again.
Oh, I don't know what happened. See, when I came down into the reception bit of the hotel, where it was like a wee B&B, I went down, and I forgot I was wearing all green, right? And there was bits of blood and all on me, and there was blood all over my face and all.
Fuck
the guard, I went to my, here's the guard, I said, oh, it's him, Herbert, looking, and went and grabbed me. Here me, I killed you, just wait. Yes, fucking wankers, I'm from fucking West Belfast. I'll kill a whole lot of you. You smelly bastards. No, it wasn't funny until I got into that cell and they kicked the fuck out of me. Hear me? I swear I'm only joking. No, I swear, mate. No, wasn't fun in games, are. And they put me in jail in Cork. In jail in Cork. I tell you what. I call him out. You know what, Lambo? I turn and say, where's your door?
No, because.
Right, this is what I've always said, right? See the disabled people. See the vulnerable people. See the weak people. And see the drug addicts. I'm all for him and one. So seeing you coming up against me, I'd stand looking at you and going, hi mate, sir, keep coming out and saying what you want, dear. You have any balls up, tell me where you live and I'll come and fucking sort you out. I swear, mate, I won't do it again. Hear me, try and pick a me, you fucking ballless bastard.
I have to go in.
I love it. I listen, get it all in, talk about it and I'll win. See you, you ballless cunt, where do you live? I'm all these people who you think you are.
People are on about, there's so many people who will comment on their any most posts we put up saying, oh, you take a piss out of vulnerable people and you just laugh at them and blah, blah, blah. But see, realistically, there was one the day and I wrote it. You've clearly never watched an episode or like vulnerable people. We're all fucking vulnerable people.
I'm disabled.
See anyone we bring on, they have their own social media platform.
That's how
and they ask us to come on.
Have their own TikTok accounts and Instagram accounts and they're putting their own videos out, they're on TikTok Live. Why can't they come on a podcast?
And do you know what I'm saying?
Who are you to say that they can't come on?
You're not forced to come on here. If you want to come on here, you can. So if people are coming on their show, they know they're going to be put out there to the public.
No, he is. He's a bummy smeller. He's a low-life, partly stinking, rotten. ball this cunt. Oh, wait till he gets me and I knock your cunt in. See ever who you are? Come and see Stephen Tupac already. The Stephen Nolan Show, West Belfast. I'll be at your door looking.
So, lad, you have manager, isn't it?
No, Dane, no. Nice to meet you.
Yes, Dane,
nice to meet you, brother.
Stephen Tupac already. West Belfast.
Already know after meeting him for about half an hour now, he's a legend.
Oh,
Tupac, get that out there, lad.
You could say the same thing about Dane, Stephen.
Dane, listen, nice to meet you, yes.
I would love to do the travelling that you've done, like, I swear to God.
It's been a blessing the last... My last hit. Where have you seen any of my videos? Or have you not seen any?
Do you know who actually put me on to me? Put me on to you? Do you know Babs? Bablo?
Wee Bablo.
Oh,
yeah.
He's the one who first showed
knew
me.
Knew him for many, many years.
That would be one of my.
Where would be close if you could pick one place now? If I could write you the blank check of where you would go now.
Sri Lanka.
Nice, mate. Nice. How come?
So I was talking to this wee girl in Dublin before, and she was saying that she's been all around the world, and she's been to Dubai, and it was back a couple of years ago when I wanted to go to Dubai, paid 900 quid to go to Dubai, and didn't even go.
Where's Sri Lanka?
Because you can't smoke grass in Dubai. I mean, fuck that.
It's a little island at the bottom. India is obviously like a subcontinent. It's a little island at the bottom, a tiny island, Sri Lanka. So, but we don't have the Indian culture, sure.
No.
Capital City's Colombo, is it?
I've been told that it's like a fucking jungle. There's all these wildlife. There's all animals and stuff, like insects, bugs, you name it, that you would never see anywhere else in the world. And then the people are meant to be lovely, and it just seems like a good setup.
They're cheap as well. I would say if it's beside India, you're probably talking 800 a month and you live like a lord.
You hear people over. I was in Australia last year for 10 months, but loads of people I was talking to were working in the FIFO jobs where you do the fly in, fly out, 2 weeks on, a week off. Loads of people weren't even staying in Australia and paying rent, and they were just going to Bali or going to fucking somewhere else for a week because it was dirt cheap to live there. Do you know what I mean?
A lot of my travel choices, places I want to go to, but I love going to places that's cheap. They're cheap because, like, they're not better. I'm not going to go to Switzerland because your money will last you.
Ten
francs a pint when I went there.
I heard Norway's dear as well.
£10 a pint.
Ten
or a pint.
Oh, that's a pint in Africa.
Well, sure, I wasn't drinking them. It was in Africa.
Right enough.
So I wouldn't even know much. Well, what a fine is, and that's what I love about Ireland. I love pub culture and pints. Outside of Ireland and the UK, it's all bottled beer. Nobody does the draft, so if you went to Africa, you wouldn't get a good pint. Probably get a good jungle juice or something. Blow the head clean off you.
Apparently Guinness was brewed out there, but in Africa.
I was corrected on this in TikTok. I got a lot of backlash this year. It is in Nigeria.
Is it?
They have a bigger factory than the one at St. James's Gate, and they drink more. I don't know if it's per capita, but they drink more than us. But there's 230 million people. But their Guinness is 10% or something like that. Don't quote me on that. But they're blowing the head off.
Do you drink Guinness, Steve?
I'm a stout man. Like,
to be quite honest, my daughter used to drink Guinness, but I've never tried it. Tried Guinness.
Never even tried
it. I think I've actually tasted a wee sip of it, but not drunk a full pint of it. Like, no.
Me and you's going for a stout one day down Cali Cellars.
Whenever I'm 60.
Oh, he's up.
45 days.
I'm 45 days sober.
No, well done, big son.
What are you, 500 days?
500 days, yeah. 500 days sober.
And tell me, how do you feel?
Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Now, I was a weekend warrior more than anything. I never drunk during the week. I was always every weekend, but slowly just came away from it, and then this time last year I was training the cycle around the whole of Ireland, so I had to stop for 2 months.
Completely,
because I was training. I was like cycling for 5 hours a day, 3 hours a day, like training for it. I was actually meant to have, I remember putting a post up on Facebook, I hit the 500 miles mark. I was doing 100 miles a day. So day five, 500 miles, and I got them a favourite place in the whole of Ireland, Clonay National Park, and I put a post up.
Clonay's lethal.
In the good.
Is it down the bottom?
Carrie. Beautiful.
Where is it, sorry?
Tralee top now, too.
Yeah, it's just outside of Tralee, So I got to there and put a post up.
That about it, Lambo Wizard. Like.
So I went out and got myself a big slab of meal and a pint of Guinness, took one sip. Me, fuck that, I don't even want that cup of tea. And then when I finished, I was trying to do 10 days under. I'd done a 9, and I got back. Saw me at my football club, gave me a free Guinness, one sip. Give me a cup of tea.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload.
Too many fabulous things and not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hey, I was just that fuck from saying 100 miles a day.
Your last thing you want is an old big heavy stout. You want something to kind of fucking chill you out. Like, I know what you mean.
So, want to finish that there. I mean, you were talking about it through DMs. Want to finish the cycle, sign up for a jiu-jitsu academy and kickboxing at the same time. I just snowballed and it was training and traveling.
Staying busy.
He's a one straight weight belt, I'm a two straight weight belt.
When have you been doing that?
I was doing it for about a year.
Well, fuck you then, that's not on the last one I was on.
That's because I'm waiting.
He keeps that quiet so he does.
What
is it? Like a red belt, yellow belt, purple belt? Why?
Straight weight belt, mate.
Oh.
One ahead of Dean.
He could tie me up like a pretzel, poor leg, and he's better than me.
See, the thing is about jiu-jitsu, like, if you get your blue belt and you think, fuck, right, I know me onions here, but then you roll over a purple belt and go, fuck me. I was like rolling my fucking god there. Yep. And then you roll a purple belt, does it roll a brown belt, and go, Jesus Christ, and then. And then a brown who does it, the black. And it's just the years you've just done it with, how much you've trained. I think it's 2 years, near enough 2 years between you getting a new belt.
Yeah.
You see, from a brown to a purple, there's a big difference. Like, but you would, as a white belt, you would roll with a purple
right,
belt.
Right, so what way does it start first? Like, what color belt starts?
Wait, you get four stripes. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then your fifth stripe will be a blue belt. And then you'll get four stripes. Your fifth stripe will be purple belt. So on, right through to black. But I mean, to get
so black's the last?
Black's the last,
right.
But then even get from black, you're getting your first dan, second dan, and all stuff like that.
But there's not many, there's not many black belts out there. Well, in Ireland, like, I think Gracie, the guy in Gracie Bar, your man Graham Keyes, I think he's like a 5-10. I could be wrong here, but there's not many black
have you
belts.
Have you rolled with, like, in our club?
I've rolled with John Kemp.
Have you rolled with, like, purples, browns, and
I mean,
they have fun with you, don't they?
They didn't proper over him. Like, we done a seminar with him in SPG. You know who was there? Johnny Walker in the UFC. He was there. Because he's his trainer.
Right.
Not now. I think he's left the night. This was last year. I mean, I've rolled with purple belt. I've tapped the purple belt out.
Lovely.
I competed in the
Empire.
I got the final of Nogi Yangi competing the final by the same person.
Too. Class, well done, because that's
some tell me, like, here,
I put four people out, and he got to compete in the final.
Are you still not doing it?
Stop, mate. It's hard, life gets in the way. I had my chain all ended, and we were flying, and then, mate, it's just hard.
It's very taxing on the body, isn't it? Like, my wrists, and you train. When was I training? Was it? What day? Wednesday, yesterday. So I'll need the day off. Maybe
you need. I see the, like, progress, like, at a decent pace. You need to be showing up three times a week.
I'll tell you a funny story about the first time I competed. Right, it was actually in Shankill Leisure Centre. That's where Empire used to hold it there. Yeah. So, you know yourself, usually it's kids on in the morning, and then the adults come on. So I'm Masters 1, which means it's 30 to 35.
Scurry out on it. You're 30, mate. That's well. But you're called a Master. There's all different.
This July here, I'm Masters 2, so I'm 35 to 40. I'm with the 40-year-olds this July.
Mental, mate.
But I was on the... Did you ever see the warm-up mats? I was on the warm-up mats, and it was obviously there was little kids there, but there was another guy my age, so I knew I was fighting him, right? But he just looked like a hard bastard. He was from an... You can tell with the way they put their gym up. He's from an MMA gym, so he's doing all these mad fucking stretches and all. He just looked like a psychopath, right?
Next team.
Here's me. The shit was flying down my leg, right? But a couple of kids ran over to me, two or three wee kids ran over to me, and they all had the gold and the silver medals on. And they're like, what's your name, mister? Dino. You're fighting my daddy. So I was like,
the kids are unreal. Like,
here's me, if the kids have got gold and silver, what the fuck's daddy gonna do to me?
Did he molly today?
Oh, fucking arm bar me in about a minute.
That's where I got all my wins, all arm bars, mate.
Are you arm bar, man?
Oh, I mean,
tell me, Scam, when did you start doing that there? Like, when was your first
Gracie,
doing that?
I joined Gracie Bar and I got a trainer there. It's all gay. I don't like gay, mate. It's just fucking too. It's too.
Not a grips and
see,
stuff.
See, it's in the sun, like when it's sunny and the fucking sun's shining in the window and you have that big heavy gay on. So when I joined the SPG, it's more like a no gay gym. So I was down there for near a year. I got my first. I got like a white and blue belt. They two stripes, but I was flying it, and then I was working for Amazon. I was getting out of Amazon at like 6 o'clock, and their class started 6:15. And you were on Amazon. It's more like a running job. You run door to door. You're going to 250 doors, run like fuck, and then you're coming out straight into jiu-jitsu for 2 hours. So you're leaving the house at like 9 a.m. You're not getting home till 9 p.m. And it was too much.
How many classes a week? So 6 o'clock, did you say? My class is like
class every day.
Every
class.
Day, yep.
I have a class every day, but the only one that suited me was a Saturday, a Thursday, and a Tuesday.
Right.
Still talk the way to all the boys, no, but I need to get back in. It's one of them things, you'll go back to it, and then you'll come away from it, and you go back to it. I would be definitely better in a 2-straight weight belt, just having...
Most people that I, like,
I
train
with... Like,
do you not do any coach?
You would love it, you would
a
love it.
A couple of years ago now, when I was in my prime, before I have all my surgeries on my back, I was up training in the unit. I'd done a course with Paul Hughes, the big...
The unit, he is the unit.
But before, it was years ago, like, I'm talking about 4 or 5 years ago, We done a class, it was like 12 weeks or something, I think. And there was about 12 people in the class, and it was like just MMA, so it was jiu-jitsu, and there was a bit of kickboxing involved or whatever. And your man, Paul Hughes, he went one day, right, to every single person in the class, go, I'll let you try and fucking overrule me, and choked every contact in about 10 seconds. He was only messing it. He was only messing
that?
About. Paul, like, obviously, we was
Paul
and
Hughes.
We were trying our fucking best.
Oh, brother. Westside, love you. I support you too, but I definitely won't be getting in no cage with you.
Oh, 100%.
I thought you would.
I keep trying to pop into him.
I've been any arm on the top for him.
See, in my wee class, one thing I will say, he was the only person that tapped me out on the whole 12 weeks.
Hey!
Yeah, that's what I'm going.
So I want to get back at it, try and prove myself.
New ground, mate.
I think you'll go.
Yeah, Connor.
I want to do it.
You'll do it then.
Just test myself.
How far is blonde hair? Purple belt?
Probably is, because we have...
He left the SPG, literally has the tattoo on his arm.
The SPG one?
He left the SPG, mate.
There's a lot of people that just wants to focus on jiu-jitsu coming there, like our academy, because we have 3 classes on a day, 6 a.m.
And the memberships, is, I heard that's like reasonably priced. There's a lot of places that's charging like a lot of
crazy
money.
I think you get three classes a day, and then you've got your open mat on a Sunday, like, so you're never stuck. Like, you can go in the morning, you go in the evening, you go in lunchtime.
I need to sign up and go down with you, mate.
Mate, or even get down to open mat. You sound like you probably tie me up like a pretzel, like, but...
Well, Roby, we should put it, we should do it on Patreon. We should record and put it on Patreon.
100%, yeah. 100%, aye. Let's do it, aye.
I'd love to do 1 a.m. competition. No, then we competition. You say where you go up and you train, you do a couple of rounds. Like, just to say I've done it in my life, do you know what I mean?
Exactly, you've done something that you haven't done. That's about entertainment yourself, and that's actually having confidence in yourself to do something that you've never
done
before. So why not?
Yeah.
I would do it. Like,
where there's loads of people
sign me up.
Would never even dream of doing something you've never done before, and you're like, you could be dead in the morning, wake up, walk out.
Exactly, listen, tomorrow doesn't promise anybody. Always keep that in mind.
Here, you're a black belt street fighting, but aren't you?
I'll fight any fucking man.
I says to him, we were at the runner, we're boxing event, we're Tyrone Tommy. They're two professional boxers, but
yep.
Tyrone, because he's a professional boxer, he can't run an amateur show. So they had to pull it. But I said to Steam, we're not going to get you matched up with someone from Whiskey and White. And Steam's like, no, I'll fight Tommy or Tyrone.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast.
And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sail for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I don't give a fuck.
And here, I'll just let you all know, I didn't change my mind. I'll still fail any woman.
You don't give a fuck.
You have a background in boxing, don't you?
Yes, I have a background in boxing. My family, my cousin, the public nuisance, and his bigger bro.
Have you done any grappling, wrestling, kickboxing, or anything like that? Or
no, I'm just a number one Tupac fan. But
he's game as a badger.
I've done a bit of boxing back in the day, but seeing it came to the fight day, I was away like fuck running up the street. I wasn't there at all. So it was one of them. I was running about. He was someone.
He's balls to burn.
Here, Dean. See when you were. Do you have a bird?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
You do, yeah.
So what do you think when you're like away for weeks?
I get asked this question quite a lot.
I was going to say, cause, like, is there in Africa, is there clubs running like that? Nah.
No.
No Thompsons or not.
I'm sure you could get some clubs. Hey, listen, tell him. Richie Mum is in it, like, but nothing icing.
Here, tell him. No see, comment it, and why we are.
They're all in a beef standing on the corner trying to pull you in, grab you. That's really
all. Hangs on your arm. They're for free. You put them on, give me fucking two yinglings.
See, even if you were single, Kenya is a worldwide known for its females. Put it like that there.
Where's Kenya? In Africa?
Yeah, you're not going to go on the touch for an African bird. Put a leg out there, even if you were single.
Why not, tribal?
Balls of steel. Yeah, you put this
give man a fuck anywhere in the world and he will fucking come up smelling the roses.
Listen to me. Yeah, seeing you smell them out, bummy, smell her fingers. They'll come and get thee. Don't need to worry about them African birds. You need to worry about them two fingers coming to get thee. Fucking run like fuck.
Do you see when you go out there, Dean, do you have to get like all your fucking shots and all?
Originally, them the first ever chip. What do you call that fucking rip off place down the Lisburn Road? That there's one Knightsbridge or something.
Knightsbridge, something like that.
It's fierce fuck. Put it like that there. It's upper class private clinic or something.
What is it? What's
if you're
about?
Going to like South America or African stuff, you need to get certain vaccinations or jobs and stuff. So the first time, I end up actually getting dengue fever. You'll not see it here because we're in the same army. I end up getting dengue fever when I was in Colombia and had to spend a week in a Colombian hospital, which was actually good. It was good crack, like, but swear to fuck, was brilliant. One of the best.
It wouldn't have been good crack if you didn't wake up the next day after getting them fucking things. You know what I mean? Fuck God, yeah, that's all true. Fun and games now, but here. End up dead. Is he all right there? Oh, he's fucking in there dead.
Why the cartels took him out?
The cartels chop you up into pieces. You'll never be identified.
Would there be much people doing what you're doing out there? Or is it?
Oh, yeah. Not in Africa. I struggled in Africa in terms of backpacking culture and staying in hostels and meeting the green people. South America, Europe, and Asia, yes. But Africa was fairy. I had a love-hate relationship with Africa. The culture of backpacking wasn't great and food wasn't great. See, you're not enjoying your food. What are you?
He stayed in a hostel where there was 10 other fellas.
Well, mixed dorm it was, but
one fan was it?
One, no AC, just one.
We'll see them.
Oh, that was. I know the video we're on about now. I was in Mombasa. I was 10 fellas, yeah.
What do you do? Or do you just a fucking.
You have a fan at the edge of each bed, but sometimes it's actually making you feel fucking warmer. You're just laying there sweating.
That's body sweat.
That's
everyone's body. Sweating body heat.
Fellas are burping and farting and aye,
but you
stinking.
Said
you wake up some cunts like that.
Hey, our fellas
aye, but one here. Here, so he's staying in a room with 10 people, yeah. I stayed in a fucking cell with one person, fuck's sake, there was fucking like 20 people. Fuck's sake, it felt like you were getting fingered, farted on your food stone. Fucking waking up, there's no water and nothing left. Fuck, all you get waste.
It was only you in the mirror and the fucking the cell table.
Don't fucking wonder if it made some more dickhead.
Do they steal your socks and all? Do they go in out of your bags and steal your socks? And
whenever you go in and wash your clothes and stuff and all when you're in jail, yes, people want to talk extra pairs of socks. Maybe some people mistaken. Taking people's stuff, but you seen them walking up a wing with them on, like, and you just looked over and went, fuck, that's not his stuff. I stood up and go, fuck me.
What's the setup for the laundry? Is it once a week or do you do your own washing? What way does that work?
It was actually, you can do it anytime you want. If you're on a good wing, if you're on a good part of the jail, you can do it anytime you want. But when you're in row house, you're locked 21 hours a day. It's a bad environment over that part of row, like, but I was in Davis. And the part where I was in was, it was like a hotel.
So see, 21 hours and you get that free in one go, or is it what, free separate 1 hour? Does that make sense?
No, it's, yes, so you'll go out in the mornings to get your water and stuff and all for your tea and whatever, and then you'll be locked for maybe an hour or two. Then you'll get your yard time, and then you get a wee bit of Latin time. Then you'll get another bit of yard time, and then you get locked all day, or all night, sorry. That's it. When I became an orderly, when I actually worked for the prison, nobody hit me for it there. It was an easy way to fucking, an easy, a hard life in there. But anyway, I end up just being orderly in there, and I just done my own thing, serving food and whatever else is. But I got out all day. So I was, my door was open at 8:30 every day, and I was locked at 7:00 at night. So I was living a good life up there while it was in there.
More freer than our people.
More freer, aye, more freer than everybody
else.
Did you
get paid? Is there jobs where you get paid?
I was actually working in the painting party, which was my last 7 or 8 months when I was serving my time in there, and I was getting £65 in my IPC. So I was getting put into my thing for my tucks up every week.
Great.
Including my family giving me money and all too, so it all worked out well. But here, team batter, because I'm free.
Did you see 65 quid? How many days would that get you out in Africa?
Well, Africa? 65 quid? 2 days.
What it?
2 days.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
And your accommodation.
Fuck, that's alright.
What?
Here, can I ask them a serious question? Uh-huh. How many places have you been in the world? Like, roughly, like, in your
countries?
Head. Countries? Oh, countries.
50, 60, maybe?
What? 50, well, 60. How many countries is there?
More or less.
I think he's been out over the, what do you call it, 38, I think it was. He must be out over.
I told you not to tell anybody
Oh, Jesus, here, hopefully, you take me with you, sure, and I can disappear. Never come back or be seen again.
End up in Cuba, like Ariel 2.
Oh, here, thug life and thug mansion, people.
Many have you been to?
Spain, where was it? San de Ponza, that's it.
That's probably one place you haven't been.
It is actually, it's one place I haven't been, San de Ponza.
There you go, that's a chance you get.
Sort of holiday, probably you want me interested in a holiday, Nick?
No.
You're looking all the mad ones.
Right, but this was
I get your feet.
This was like back in the day, this was about 15 years ago, I was only a kid, and my mate's daddy took us. By the way, can I give a wee shout out to a wee person or two? The King of the Celtic. Big Tony Mac, you know who you are. What did you call him? Jeez, Ram, the foreman. And your labour. What do you call him? Big Rob, the useless cunt that does fuck all over our scratching his balls all day over in the Mona bypass.
Well, can we just tell him to sign the invoice to the working class blog?
I also have to just give a couple of wee quick shout outs here. Big shout out to Big T from Cole Island and Frank the Tank, two fucking legends. Seen them at the top of Weight Rack. And shout out to Young Tomas and the Weight GTI, wrecking the fucking roads, my brother.
Right, and I'd like to give a shout out to Big L McComb, which is my cousin Liam. Appreciate everything you've done for me. 45 days clean. Without him, I wouldn't be here. I'd be fucking probably lying dead somewhere. I'd like to give a shout out. You call him Gary McManus, Underslice, Warzaw, you bummy smeller cunt. That's it, you are. Sitting down your blankets around there, curled up, sweating your brains out. And I'd like to give the last shout out to John Nugent, fucking curly hair, curly teeth, won't even fight me in a charity boxing day. Still down hiding under his blankets. John, I told you, my side it's all peace, your side it's all fucking war. Bring it and I'll be at your door.
Here's
come on.
Speaking of ass fight, mate, do you have a fight sorted?
I have a fight sorted.
Who's the opponent?
I forgot to give the number one shout out to Marty Duck, Spicy Meatball Head. You know the drill. You're fighting Stephen Tupac O'Reilly, Duck. Listen, childhood friends, love ye. Always adored ye. We're at the school with each other. We're running about. We're on the same wavelengths. We're as crazy as each other. Have a better banter than you. Like, don't get me wrong, you know what yourself. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Let's hear the fight prediction. What way is the fight going to go?
I would say Marty Duck and me. I would say I'm going to win. Like,
knockout?
My money's on you. Like,
no knockouts. Like, it won't be no knockouts. We'll take it the distance, like, but I'll definitely get that last push.
Everybody keeps texting me saying, is you and Gavin fighting each other?
I'm team Blue. So all the team Blue fighters... That's I'm in charge of Team Blue. Slice is in charge of Team Red. So he does. Your Crips or Bloods?
I'm Bloods.
Team Red.
So he won't do Team Blue because.
Come on, Team Red, the Bloods. Yeah. There he is, our West Saint. Their label's well winning this here. It's game over.
Team Blue.
Listen to all your monies. I appreciate you donating it, but here.
It's all for a good cause.
Imagine the links in the description. If anyone's not contested, flying out. So we'll get on the ball. I don't want anyone messaging.
It makes sense.
Going, oh, can't get tickets. Can you get me in? Because unfortunately, we can't.
We can't people keep texting here. Can you keep tickets? We have no tickets to keep because it's online. So see if you want a ticket. They're online. And guess what? The go after they're all bought. So act fast.
See people messaging. Go here. We can't keep tickets, will you?
You get them on the internet, and once they're off the internet, they're off the internet. There's nothing we can do about it. All we can do is put them on the internet, so there are free to buy. Go and buy them while they can. Once they're off, they're off.
Are you going to go and match it then?
I'm going to go and match it 100%.
I hope you're on Team Tupac.
Well, here, if you can get back a match set up with me and Willa Manson's name, we're not giving the other team.
No, nah.
Excuse me, you can. What about Una? Is Una going to get the fight?
Una Rock's fighting.
Is she fighting?
She's fighting a high. Who else is fighting? SP? Food Award?
Sean Paul Moore.
Is he? Who's he fighting?
Guy Dougherty.
Right, then what about this horny name here that I told you earlier? Is this happening or is that just...
Mate, the fucking fight card's going to be better than fucking half the fucking ones you see on fucking Sky Sports. I'm telling you now.
Is there animosity between them, or are they actually friends? ASP and Gary, are they friends?
They don't know each other.
They don't know each other, right?
But they're both...
Gary does box on the way.
And so, yeah, so does Sean Paul. That's right. Why it's a good match. They're about the same size. They know each other through social media, but they don't actually physically know each other. So I knew I would be a great fight. Slice is looking to fight, but we don't know. We might need to keep him out of a fight to keep him... Because he's...
4X...
Well, he wants to fight Cavi.
Let's go, son.
Shoot. Yeah,
too long. See if you don't fight him. I'll fight you, Cavi. I fucking fight us all.
It's been on for too long.
We're going to the Odyssey next, I'm telling you.
Shots fired. Get it. Shot fired.
You're not looking at me, but I'm looking at you, son. I'm fucking looking
at
you.
Go on, Nibble. Fucking kill him.
Well, I'm telling you, lads. My vision, we'll do the Odyssey. Like, we will.
Look at you have done this such a short period of time.
Aye, we give props where they're deserved. Maybe we're 9 months going.
I think if you have, like you say, with the Odyssey, you have a vision that's clear in your head.
That's in my head.
It will be happening.
It's in my head, mate. 100%. And see, I get something in my head.
There's no going backwards. It's all forwards. It's all positive. Move forward, and that's it.
We're on the up. We're on the trajectory.
See, at the moment now, we're like white collar boxing, and
it's like Misfits.
Yeah, there's a big market for it as well at the minute.
People see at the end of the day. See, when you watch a boxing fight, now boxing fans are probably totally different. You're watching for the main event, see the rest of it, you can't give a fuck about it. Mm-hmm. Well, see if it's people on social media, influencers, and people
or your mates. TikTok,
you're going to want to watch it every... Like, see all the fights we've put on? They're fights every cunt knows, and they're fights every cunt wants to watch.
Yeah.
Well, you've caught my attention, I didn't know about it until the night. You've caught my attention
we haven't even released them yet.
And I would go to loads of, like, white-collar events. Maybe one of my mates are fighting in it, or somebody's fighting in it, did you know? But you'll sit there and watch all these other fights, you don't even know any of them. You're just there to watch the one fight with your mate, so... You may as well come and watch one where you know every single person that's going to be fighting.
And you know, like, it's got character. See what we're doing as well, mate? So I've booked the Dabneys for a press conference. So there's going to be, and it's going to be set up proper. I'm going to do it proper. All the tables, all the weight
classes. So
we're going to have, like, Steen at one side, the wee man he's fighting at the other side. We're going to have Burnsy at this side, Roberto at this side.
Team Red on the one side, Team Blue on the other side.
I have a big TikToker coming in to do...
Like the host, MC.
And then on the night, mate, I've got a load of big TikTokers coming in to do greets and interviews. And, mate, it's going to be such a night. It's going to be class. The way...
I would do the MC, but I can't really do it if I'm in the
team. But you're going to do it. You're
going to be up rapping and all.
We've got Cody B. And he's known who that is. Cody B. Lurgan's
Finest. Oh, wee Lurgan's Finest. Yeah. Cody.
He's performing up tonight.
Oh, class.
Cody, listen to me. You need to come and introduce yourself to me. I'm the fucking real estate ever run these streets. And that's the all these fucking super fans out there too. Cody B's peace out.
He's coming down to do... a tune and Slice is doing a tune and then.
But anyway, can I just get the point here, Rachel? Who's actually fighting in this here?
Well, I'll tell you two fighters that's definitely solidified happening. You,
Burnsy and Roberto, and then.
That's it. Well, I can't say no more.
I believe it at that.
Well, not say no more.
But I like, more just letting you know, don't message my account and go, here, you know what? Then get tickets because you sort of say, because I can't.
No freebies. If you want to support us, support us. See if you don't, but there's no freebies happening. Sorry, my own man's getting charged.
And this is for all the followers as well. This is a turf lodge and Ballymurphy war.
So yeah, always remember that there. So all the Murph ones and all the Turf ones, get your asses up there and support us. We, sure, Marty Doc, need support from a Murph, and I definitely need support from Turf, but I don't give a fuck because I go up and knock any cunt's bollocks in.
Yeah. Oh, Stephen could probably fight about four times on the night.
I fight three times. I definitely want to fight Burnsy. See, you, Burnsy, I'm fucking looking you. Don't be trying to hate on me either, Burnsy, because I'm looking you.
I don't think Roberto's going to
win. Well, Burnsy's got a good
dig on him. I don't think he's going to let him win, lads, and I do think Burnsy will go in.
Who's Roberto?
Roberto Loseley.
Is that the orb one that was on this? Was he on this before?
So, see.
Yeah.
Is that him that does a live TikToks?
And
Burnsy's always on the hanging off.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
So I think
Burnsy will do him.
Burnsy throws them big overhand rights, but I do think whenever Burnsy lands one of them, Roberto will just.
I've seen Burnsy training.
See, Roberto, everybody's kind of just overlooking him. Big man's been in jail. Big man's done hard time. Big man's been in the cells too. He's been in them gyms. He's been up and down. He's no pushover. Like 7 weeks of training in him. I've seen him. He's had the gloves on. I don't know. I'm not putting all my money on anyone, but I'm just saying I wouldn't overlook.
Who's the bookie's got his favourite trap one? That's I want to know. Who's the favourite?
I don't know. Look, I'll throw my hands up and I'll give Roberto.
We need a bookie on the night.
Because
I'm a serious gambler when it comes to sporting events. So I would like to place a few. Or me and Gavin can place wagers against each other.
Who's got Burnsy and who's got Roberto?
So he's Burnsy and
Roberto.
Holy God, there, the Bloods are winning this, let me tell you. Come on, Roberto.
West side motherfuckers.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Makes sense, because I'm Liverpool, your city. City's blue. And
come on, the Liverpool, we're lifting that cup on Sunday. Don't you fucking forget it.
What about United? You know?
Oh, Jesus Christ, I feel really sorry on all United fans, but I ain't saying no more, because most of my family support United. So by the time this is over, you'll probably never even see me again, because I'd be bothered in the a million fucking
I'm sure you all woke up hungover the day. Serves you's right.
Have you got a missus?
No, I did. Ooh. I actually did have a missus. Not a couple of missus, sorry. For all these girls out there, they all know us here and all. You bought me some hour. No, I'm single. And I'm actually going to stay single because we girls are absolutely head cases. I thought
how
I was
head case. How long have you been
single for? I'm out over 12 months, coming up to 13 months now. So
there must be, see,
I would say about 8 months.
You must be beating them off because seeing you come out of jail, they love a bad boy.
I'm not lying, it's like Karen. This is no offence to anybody, like, but the wee girl that I actually went with, no offence. For all these followers, I don't care why these hate me, you dislike me, or say whatever the fuck you want, because I don't care. This wee girl was a supermodel, 10 out of 10. And I was actually doubled up with this fella in jail, and it was his missus. And I told him he was in jail, trying to act a wannabe gangster. Thought he was fucking Big Show, and he had it all, and all the money and all the hang. Coming in with his turkey teeth and thought he was better than everybody else. But unfortunately, as I told you at the very start of the podcast, I'm the formidable person, I'm the drug addict person, and I'm the weak person, all in fucking one. And I put this cunt in his place. I says, your personality in life is born. You've got fake turkey teeth. I'm not talking to you, I'm not talking about this guy. And I says, and your hair looks like a fucking curly whirly. It jumped out of a fucking bush. unfortunately. I don't even want to, I definitely don't even want to shout his name out, because actually they'll have respect for him. But nah,
so did you steal
fuck
his,
you.
Did you steal his missus?
No, his missus stole me from him.
Yes.
So yes, I lost someone that I call the friend over his missus, and she will watch this, and some of my family members will watch this here too. And Stephen Tupac O'Reilly reporting you TV live, West Belfast.
Yeah, Stephen tells us, see, whenever like you can, birds come up to visit, did you get a lumber and all? Or?
So this is, I'll tell you the story, right? So this girl, my ex-friend, Mrs., got me set up with one of her mates, and you actually called her the same name as her, which I'm not going to mention her name because I don't want to.
Well, why'd you call the other one?
The same name. The same name. God, no chance, check me because of what I do. I'm not stupid. So anyway, she got her friend to come up and visit me. You called her the same name as her, and I was like, "This is fucking weird or something. This is mad." But anyway, she came up anyway to visit me, and she was actually a lovely looking girl. But she was, no offense if you're watching this, she was about an 8.5 out of 10. And she was actually, she was sound. No, no, she was sound. She looked after herself, well dressed, well spoken, and yeah, and I actually did think she was a lovely looking girl.
Yes, but how do you enter? How do you
can you get a lumber and all when you're at a meet?
When you get a visit, you can kiss a girl.
Possibly Massey's where we skin roll up in your mouth.
Yeah, totally.
Right. So she came up anyway and visited me, and I couldn't believe it. I was very shocked. Didn't even know the wee girl, never met her before, never didn't even know what she looked like. She came up anyway, whatever, got to meet her. Everything was all fine. And one time I was doubled up with the wee fella in jail, and he came in and he was all, "See you, Stephen, you're running about there, 32 years of age, you think you're Tupac and all, you think you grow up and all." And I says, "Right, officer, excuse me, is that us getting locked?" And he went, "Yes, yes." And me, "Hurry up to fucking close that door." So he came up anyway, locked the door and locked us in the cell, and I said, "See you, don't you stand in front of me and think that you're better than me. I tell you one thing you only have in front of me is them fucking turkey teeth. See your personality and your lifestyle, it's fucking born." Here, mate, here he was, my missus wouldn't go with someone like you. Run about there like a scumbag thinking you're Tupac. Here, mate, let me tell you another thing as well. I don't run about and think I am fucking Tupac. I fucking am Tupac. Don't you ever fucking forget that, right? And anyway, so I got out of jail, whatever, and all. Obviously, sitting up over 2.5 years, looking well now, whatever, got out. Came to the third day, and she got in contact with me. We were chatting away, whatever, and all. And he was using her like a toy. Like, I was out for something deep with her, blah, blah, blah. And he was on the phone and he says, he turned around to me, "Here, much would you give me to have her for one night?" She's sitting directly facing me, sitting in the restaurant in the town. What do you call it up above, what do you call it there? Victoria Square.
Cosmos.
That's exactly where it was. And that's the first time I've ever been in this place. And it was powerful. So anyway, all you can eat. So we were sitting there anyway, bum bum, and that's when he says that to me. And I looked at her and she was, fuck me, she was like an angel fell out of the sky. And anyway, and I just put the phone down and I just went, like, that's embarrassment what he just says. Or like, how much would I give him to have you for one night? She turns around and goes to me, "So if I stuck it on to you, would you not go with me?" Here's me. Here's me. Oh, you're in for a treat tonight. So
what did you end up giving them, man?
Absolutely fuck all. Nothing but disrespect and hate. And that's what happened. Seeing you come up against me, you're in serious trouble. Let me tell you that.
So
now,
he's obviously out of jail then?
He's out of jail. We were going to meet her, blah, 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 whatever. And all. I'm sitting in a hotel. I don't care. I really do not give a fuck. Fuck everybody.
Is she back with him?
She did go back with him. Yeah, and sure. He was all these frets and he was going to, he put a hit and all out my head, a couple of £1,000, because he was acting Billy Big Shot and all, but he forgot.
You'd be worth more nasty than
he that. Forgot, like, I'm Tupac. You couldn't put a hit out on fucking me. I'd be at your door in the morning looking at you.
With the Outlaws.
Well, a couple of them Outlaws are dead now, aren't they?
One left.
Who's right? Seeing Fatal? He's dead, isn't he?
Aye, and it was the maddest story ever. And look, tell her. No joke, she knows.
She'll be watching.
100%. And if she doesn't watch it, it'll get passed on to her anyway. Look, you know, Barbie doll, you know, peace out. Where say, I had the best time of you, and that's a fact. And I told you when you first met me, once you had many heads at third, there was about, I'd say, 25 to 30 people, all stomping with their girls, all stomping with their misses, all hanging, here's their heads. Looking over at her, here's me. Told you. You're the number one star.
He got the last laugh.
And I got the last laugh. There you go, where's the big man says it. But yeah, I was At the start, it felt like it was a wee bit bad, but see, now, I don't give a fuck. I'll do it all over again.
No regrets, but
you're
mate.
You're not going to be back in jail again, Steve.
So definitely not. No more jail. Jail's done. Never again. No, I'm on about, I would do it all over again if I had to do that with her.
Have you
know
ever
what I mean?
Been in jail, Dean?
No, haven't. Oh. Haven't in jail.
No African jails now?
No.
Wouldn't fancy
up a fraud
or anything. Wouldn't fancy an African jail. Fuck
that. See, I went to a jail down a court, and this is, I won't even make this here up just because I'm Steve Dupont already, but this is the gospel's truth. So I was sitting blocked down in my head. Then I forgot I was eating in jail, thought I was still in the barracks. And this guy took his t-shirt off. What did he have tattooed on his back? Outlaw!
Jesus.
Here's me looking, oh jeez, he's in a gang, I'm going to get killed. His cunt will kill me here.
Is that where you spend your time in jail, down in court?
No, it's when I got arrested when I was in court work. So anyway, I don't even actually think, but anyway, when I went down, see, Cork accent.
Oh,
now look at Roy King.
Oh, it's a strong
Roy King's,
accent. Like,
Roy
oh.
King's accent is lethal. I couldn't understand the word he was saying. He was talking the deepest Irish that I've never heard before in my life. This was crazy. I was freaking out. I didn't know what to do. I was actually praying to God, please, am I going to come out of here alive today? Or is he going to kill me here? And they are not to have in their cells down in Cork a wee mini kettle about this size. You're not allowed them up McGarry. You can't have him in McGarry. You're not allowed to burn someone. Boil you scold someone to death. So Dean, in my head, I was thinking, oh, this cunt's going to scold me to death here.
Was it just you and him in the cell?
Just me and him in the cell, that was it. But see, to be honest,
you
he was actually all right.
You were all right.
I was porn out, but see, you all know what I'm like. I'm like a fucking bright star. See, and I start coming around, people take a good liking to me. So he started taking a liking to me. He could understand me, but I couldn't understand him. I was going, mate, no, I don't speak English here. Like, I don't understand you here. I'm an Irish man, you're an Irish man. But I just don't know what you're saying. It was so deep and raw.
You talk like, very quick, Steve, Sudi.
I know, because of me, he hates thee. And don't ever tell that to my doctor, because he knows I'm not as confident.
You have any Angus Dean thing from your man on one
legend. End.
Thank you so much. I feel a privilege.
I didn't know whenever we were putting you two together, if
it would have been a good idea. Or bad.
I'd like to give a shout out to wee Stewie Griffin, young smicker, best brick there on the road, big fucking LC to the C, you know who you are, and all the rest of us. But John Nugent, you're still a cowboy.
He's just like the guy who's in the jail cell, but if I don't understand the word he's saying either.
Well, that's just all about it. That's what it's all about.
No, we are. I can talk to anybody, sit to anybody. It's no problem with me. You're the same, aren't you, big son?
100%.
Yeah, can you talk a different language?
I was decent at speaking Spanish because I spent many, many months in Spanish speaking countries. I'm not going to do it for you now. But if somebody came into the room, I could hold my own with them.
Yeah.
But I was learning Swahili while I was in Africa.
What's Swahili?
It's the African language. Well, not East African language is what they would speak as Swahili.
And you can speak it?
I wouldn't say I can speak it, but I could
say a few phrases, maybe.
Here, didn't you have to put on like the accent?
I try to.
So that's good.
What do you want me to say?
I want to say.
I'm going to teach him it, right? So say Mambo Phoebe.
Mambo Phoebe.
And say Nina Fraga Kukutan in a wee way.
Nina Fraga Kukutan in a wee
way. He talks fast, he might be able to get it.
I know. Nina.
Nina.
Faraha.
Faraha.
Kuku.
Kuku.
Tana.
Tana.
No wee way.
No wee way.
Nina Fraga Kukutan in a wee way.
Nika Frana Dolan on a weekend.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I understand. That means nice to meet you. A man will feed me.
All them words mean nice to meet you.
Yeah, I learned some African. I am African. I'll leave look at me.
Bilingual. He's bilingual. Bilingual.
Yay.
Yeah, so true. Like, I seen the video when you were out there. They were rubbing, like, it was shaking all on the walls.
Where was this here?
It was one of the wee caves you went into, and they made it out of shake.
Ah, yes, that was in Masai Mara.
It was like a wee tribe. They made the wee igloo things out of shape.
What they do is, so that's Masai Mara. They're still, it's getting commercialised, which is sad to see. Like, us tourists are coming, and obviously they're monetizing. They're trying to make money. But yes, they still live in the little village, and it's made out of shape. But the women have to build the house.
Out of their own shit.
So when you marry a widow here, what? The women. When you get
I move in.
Here, you can have multiple women, which I don't think is a good idea because one's enough. When you marry, the fee months to build the house.
And out of their own
out of
shit.
Out of what?
No, out of.
They're allowed to use everyone's shit.
I think it's cow or mule or fucking.
Oh, cow manure?
Probably.
No, you're taking the piss here.
No, it is. I've got it.
So they have
to. So you're taking the shit here.
Hold on here, let me get this straight. So you marry someone from Africa, right?
Yep.
right, and you have to build a house in what? 3 months.
Not you, she does.
Oh, she does, right. Fame. Out of what shade?
Out of just whatever shade's a field.
Once the guy end up there, he tries to fucking take all my shade, then my great shade goes to heaven.
And you just, for a few months, you just owe Indians and Chinese, so it flies out of you, and then your house is up. Your house in 2 months? You have a house in 2 months?
I've seen it, but
just depends on how much you...
See, that's what happens when you have the bummy smeller fingers like mine. You just go, dun, chase them. She'll be like, run away. And here,
I'll tell you something even weirder about this, Trey. I don't even know how this is possible, right? So men get circumcised worldwide. In that village, women get circumcised.
So what are the cut?
They cut the bean.
What? Alex!
In fact, they do like a slice in the bean and then stitch it up again.
Yeah. So what do you mean the bean? Like, their actual bean?
The bean. Yeah, the bean.
The bean?
The one you flick.
I love why you're saying, because then I told
me how
to cut it.
I know, it's... Yeah.
The bean.
The bean. The wee man on the boat.
Flick your bean for the
please
boys.
Please help me in this here. So hold on here.
So do you know what circumcised is?
What?
Do you know what circumcised is?
No fucking certainly doing that. This is something I have learned. I like to learn something new every day, and this is something that I am learning. Tell me more.
Do you know why, right? I'm trying to think what you can say. So
no, you can say whatever.
Oh, can you curse?
Yes, so
you
curse. Your foreskin
right.
Cut off.
See your cock, you've got a foreskin, you've right. Got the wee banjo string.
Yes, yes.
Some countries snakes that. In this tray.
Come back, stay taken
yeah,
off.
Yeah. In this country, they do a wee slice in her... And then they stitch it up so nobody else can go in because she's ready to...
Label. What's happening here, mate?
Hello, yeah.
I'm not going to the end countries. Fuck that.
That's insane.
No way.
Yeah. Circumcised beans and shade houses.
No, I can't. Fucking bollocks.
Sums it up.
No way. But they not enough for me no more. I talk.
See the women that have the springs around their neck? Did you near any M camps?
What spring? What have they got springs around their neck for?
Their lips are
like a new spring in every year or something. Some of their necks are like about that size.
Like a giraffe.
Like daddy long neck.
Are you fucking taking the piss?
It's wild.
Some countries, so
their necks, but they've all like gold bands. They get like a new year, a new one every year or something, don't
they? I'm watching this wee hang on TikTok, right? And you call him Ibai, and he has a chin on him, and he just goes, and he like pushes it and like that. And he's like, Ibai. And here, my cousin will tell you, he'll be laughing at this here, and he sees it. It's said, that's what me and we're going to vote for a chin feel, I guess, here, because it's a chin. And do the old chin, know what I mean? But holy how can people eat from their necks right up there?
No, so it's like gold bars.
Yeah,
like
the bigger.
Like big springs right there. Because
I've got, can you see the hole of my ear? I used to have stretchers in.
Yeah.
So they were saying to me, so they.
Is that sore?
Not now, but in Africa, in certain tribes, the bigger the ear.
Oh, I've seen that, the big circles.
And they do it with their lip. But in the tribe I was in, a man, what makes you a masculine man is how high you can jump. And what makes you wealthy is how many cows or cattle you have.
Alex,
so you have 10 cows and you can jump like Michael Jordan.
Steve, you will be chinned.
You're
you
the
have
man.
No cows and you can't jump.
Fuck up, leave my chin alone. I fucking big long chin, then you smack it in.
Have you ever seen him dancing or not?
So tell me, I see him. So what if you don't
jump.
Have them? What if you don't have?
If you don't have what?
Like, what do you say? Like a cow or something? What happens, Ari? Where do you stand?
I think once you get, if I remember right,
have you ever bought them, like?
I think one. Well, you could just go over Black Mountain.
I know, but say someone owned them, and then they come looking.
I think when you get married, so say you're the dad.
Say it was a cartel come to chop you up. I'd be away like fuck.
We're going from Africa to Colombia here very quickly.
I know.
Right,
Africa.
So I think if you say you have a son,
right.
For his birthday, you give him a cat. You give him a what's a baby cow
a
called?
A wee calf.
You give him a calf, and then he gets his mate to trim it, and then they have a baby, and then he's two calves, and he's free, and that's like you getting a 20 to 40 to 60.
Is it the way you see it in films, or
it is? Yeah, I found Nepal, and it's one of my favorite countries. Was Nepal? It was extremely run down. Like Kathmandu was. It's an eye opener at times. You think is. Like, we're sitting here, like, this is a nice building we're in, and you can tell, and we've all got houses to go to, but they're real poverty, like, real, real, real poverty.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies.
Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I heard Nepal's good for the old hashish. Nepalese pot, is it?
A lot of Indian countries is, yeah, a lot of Asian countries is, man, because it all comes from like Iraq and Syria, and that's where the good hash is, like. Yeah. But don't smoke it myself. Then it wasn't drinking waves in Nepal. Yeah.
Oh, fair play to you, mate. See if I'm traveling, like, anything goes.
So no Amazon parcels or anything like that going there.
Well, not that I can say on camera. But I'll do a bit of a seal here. Sheila's eat resin.
Sheila's
eat,
though.
I ain't getting that. Straight from fucking Mount Everest titties.
Is that like
straight from the mountain itself?
Were you taking any of ayahuasca?
I done ayahuasca.
Any plant medicine, sorry.
That was in Peru. So I've been to Peru twice. The first time was just backpacking South America, Brazil.
The second time just bringing all the gear out.
Bringing all the gear out. Yep, that's what it was. Mule smuggling in. And Michaela, she got captured. I didn't. So it's all good.
That way. Trying to get her on. Trying to get Michaela on.
You get people believing that. Just
I know.
Michaela. If you're watching, you want to come on the podcast?
I met her in the Danish.
Is she famous or?
Famous for being a drug smuggler.
From Ibiza to Peru. And smuggled, like, was it a million? It was like so much cocaine.
Oh, her? Peace out. Love you, you fucking legend. Steam too hot already. See if you're watching this here. You're going to have a seat right next to me and I will fucking hug you for the rest of my life.
With me.
Sit right there.
Spanish and all in that jail.
She'd be fluent in Spanish. She had no choice.
She's a real woman. Justin, get that across to us. That's what you call a real woman going through a serious, serious pressure. That was mad that happened to her. No fancy fur fucking crazy. You're a warrior.
And here, a lot of people, wasn't the Nolan show, what do you call the one? What do you call that kid from England that does the talk shows?
Piers Morgan.
Got her on and just ridiculed her because you monetize it. Fair play to her. Still 7 years in jail. Monetize that shit.
100%.
No, 100%.
Just worth a few quid now.
To get her on a podcast, I don't know, because she does have a good story to tell, she probably would want to pay for that.
Yeah.
But I mean,
that's right, that fucking pair.
The working class podcast. You're a working class. Someone watching, send us on if she's your mate, because we're mutual friends. There's a lot of them.
Get me Michaela McCollum on the working class.
We want her on. So, Michaela, 100%. I've messaged you months ago, but just reply to you at the end, fact, and we'll get you on.
Get her on with me. I've been the proof twice.
Well, Daphne, it could
help the people. Reach, like, help us. Help you.
Just everyone send us there.
Tag her in a wee bit away.
Just say in English.
Here, Steve Mask, put a good message out there, dear, not.
What do you call again, Michaela?
Michaela Love.
Listen, this is Dean Tupac O'Reilly sitting in the Working Class Podcast with Dean, Rainbow Slice, and Gavin Burns and John. Well, they would love, and I would love, and so would Dean, to get a podcast with you if you are free. And whatever you're looking paid, it's all free.
Dean will pay you, but he'll throw you next week. After
pay
the podcast.
Otherwise. I'll pay you in the north 10 weeks.
Have you, also, Jack, have you heard of ayahuasca or done ayahuasca?
I heard you talking about it because I was.
I know people.
I don't know what it is,
but I've never
is
done it.
Is that the
myself.
One you put like the fucking needles in your arm?
That's Campbell.
I've had that.
Fuck that, mate. I think that's
Campbell.
I've got 5 pounds.
I thought three, but it was intense, mate, isn't it?
It's real. It's a physical person.
See, when I was going through it, it was like I was forgetting to breathe, and the girl gave me, Laura was going, breathe. And I was going, trying to suck in as much oxygen, but I felt like I was going to pass out. It was crazy, but then you just come out of it. See, the days afterwards, you're like, it's like you have a new lease of life about you. It's mental, the feeling I had after. Like, I got so much shit. I'm doing a Campbell session.
Yeah, it's not something I would be interested in doing at all. I think that's, what do you call it, a placebo effect. I think if someone tells you you're going to feel better and you start puking.
No, but this is actually a plant medicine that comes from the tree.
Ayahuasca, I can tell you now. Ayahuasca isn't a placebo effect. It is heavy stuff. Like,
I actually put up.
Make you feel bad? Sure, but what would be the point in doing that?
Yeah,
it's your trip.
It's been used for thousands of years, like, as a medicine worldwide. In fact, psychedelics have been used for millennia. Yeah. As
lotus
a,
flowers and mushrooms.
I actually put up a video.
Mushroom, yeah. Shrooms,
I put up a video on my Instagram last night, and it was about this. It's like a powder. It's like green. And you want to see what it does to a male human body, brain, heart, lungs, blood, everything, skin, the whole lot. And I was, I actually only shared it last night, and my body's dead now. My phone, I can't even show you.
A psychedelic or just a, like a supplement?
It's like a supplement, and what it does, and it's not like the medicine, it's just like a healthy thing. It's
good for you.
It's goofy, and I was looking last night going, I'm going to get that. I think you get it on TikTok, or you get it somewhere in one of them health things, or whatever else it is, but it actually looks so fucking good. Like, for your tissue, your muscles, everything, the whole thing in a male human body. It's not for females, by the way. It just said male. Maybe it's for females, I don't know.
Get down to the Seamoss shop, King Harry Seamoss, and you'll get everything you need there in an hour or two, telling you.
Where's that there?
In the blacks next door to my work.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. What do you call that there stuff that they're selling in them jars?
Seamoss.
Seamoss. I want it.
It's good. It's very good.
Better still, I'm going to go and get that. Probably tomorrow, Saturday.
I'll bring you in. I'll introduce you to it.
Are you telling me, sir, are you down the road tomorrow?
Oh, I'm working down the road tomorrow.
Maybe I call and give you a bell.
Give me a bell, lad.
Yeah. Give me a bell.
I'm working. I work all day, not 9 to 5.
Yeah, right, Davy. See smoke coming out of my 95s. Here we go. We name Mo doesn't tell no lies.
I just eat all my mashed fries.
What
made you want to do the travelling in the first place? What made you just go, right, fuck it, I'm going to do this?
I remember actually quite vividly. So, well, I think everybody likes the fall of travelling, don't they?
Yeah.
So, but I remember around about 2014-15, I was in a long-term relationship, and we had this massive group of friends, like, boys and girls, and we all ran about together, and a couple of them were going with each other. But a lot of people around me were getting married, mortgage, kids, all this carry on. I remember, like, over a space of 2 or 3 years, going to, like, a lot of christenings and weddings and stuff. And there was obviously a peer pressure on you that you just need to get
you
a
feel
man.
Like you're next.
Yeah, you need to. But I remember just thinking to myself, like, I was only 24, 25, 26, saying, like, I'm young, like, I have a long life ahead. So I get in from work one day, bored to the bollocks, and I typed in the YouTube travel the world, and a guy called Carl Watson came up. He has a series called HK to NY, Hong Kong to New York, and it was him and his mates saved up, and they went backpacking for like 10 months, and I had an unhealthy obsession with this guy's YouTube channel, and it sort of opened my eyes that, fuck, you can't actually travel.
For cheap enough.
So I started researching, say, for about a year, I was doing it behind the scenes. And me and my mates were doing, like, little European trips here, there, and everywhere and stuff like that. And I just remember saying, like, 4 days is enough, 5 days is enough, 6 days is enough. So me and my mate were actually meant to go to Southeast Asia for 6 months. We didn't end up going that trip because of unforeseen circumstances. Due to, it was actually a funeral we had to go to. But when the dust settled, I end up doing a European trip by myself. Hooked immediately. Just hooked. See that liberating feeling of just being away.
Free.
By yourself. Running about. Talking to people. Like, there's no Saturday. And there's no Sunday. And there's no Monday. Every day is
whatever. Every day is a Saturday.
I just couldn't do that. It's either for you or not for you.
Yeah.
I need to. Like, dude. I love traveling. I've done solo traveling before. And I enjoyed it. It's like, say you book a group holiday and you go to all your mates to Amsterdam, there's 10 of you. All these 10 people all want to do different things, and then you don't even get to do what you really want
exactly
to do.
Exactly, but you want to do it more because
you're going, fuck, we'll do this. Whereas when you're on your own, you go, I ain't going to do this, I'm going to do that. You're on your own terms.
Your own
thing. There's no ties. There's no one telling you to do this and do that. You just go and do whatever you want.
What do you do if you don't mind me?
27.
That's the year I started it.
Jesus.
There you go. And you've got the personality, man. You've got, like,
definitely. I'd love to just go. What's
the longest you've been away?
The longest was 6 months. That was South America.
Six
Colombia, Brazil, Ecuador,
what was Brazil
Argentina.
Like?
Class. Good.
Now, did you go up to the Bay King?
I went
to
the favelas. Yeah, when I was in the stayed in the favelas, so I did.
The Brazilian Jesus.
Christ
the Redeemer.
Christ the Redeemer.
Is that what they call it?
Christ the Redeemer.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
I didn't know. I just thought Jesus.
But six months. Yeah.
Oh, I tried it. Can I give? I'd like to give a shout out to Danny Core. I'm watching you, Donnie, at all angles.
And also as well, need to give a shout out to Grant's Grill Chippy, which is one of the best chippies on the road.
Yeah, big massive chicken burgers.
Yes, the biggest chicken burgers that you'll get. And also as well, need to give a shout out to Big Tony fucking K, Big Tony Carr. Keep her lit, Tony.
Up with Tony's.
Go ahead, what
Where were we?
Brazil, Favelas, Christ the Redeemer.
Oh, Brazil is for sure. Oh, it was interesting. I actually went on a kind of down season in Brazil. I was expecting the carnival and the football, like a World Cup or something. It was actually like overcast while it was there, but it's real at the end of the day.
Is it football everywhere? Or
is that on the street and all, they're doing the, oh, they're playing football. Oh,
would you find, obviously you're away for that long, you're bound to bump into like scammers or people trying to take you on or con you or stuff like that?
Pretty much every country. I would say there's probably people around about the city halls going to.
Even
every,
if you come to Belfast, it's the same thing.
Every country, there's people trying to squeeze, especially like poor countries. They see you as a meal ticket or they see you as a dollar sign. And they're
we'll get him. Does that happen all
the time? Yeah, they're trying to squeeze dollars out of you every way possible. Like, so you just need, you need to keep your wits about you.
They see if you haven't got anything, they can't take it.
Exactly.
You can't take knickers of a bare arse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the best way to do
what it. What I usually do is, I actually had a case when I was in Colombia, Cartagena, which is a lot of Americans would go there, so it's very sketchy when it's a tourist place. And I was walking through and a guy was like torching me, come to this bar, come. I was like, mate, and leave me alone. Cab torched me, and I walked away. But when his mate actually said to him, yo, leave him alone. But he went, like, I've got a few quid. So when he came back to me and said again, I said, mate, I ain't going to work. I work in that bar. So if they think you live there, work there, they're a wee bit more. So I've learned that.
They get away from you?
If people torture me, I'm like, no, mate, I'm going, I'm working here. Or I'm studying. They're like, okay, he's not a tourist. He lives here.
Yes.
They think you maybe know.
So you screwed your head on
They think they maybe know he knows the cops or he knows the restaurant owners. And we'll leave him alone.
Yeah.
That's what I do. But
that's a good way to get around
you would be fucked.
I just say, I mean, man, round here, I take a head in, take his money off. He's coming in to try and take money off me, and I take him round the alley. I'm all the money, you blowing good on about your business. And that would be the end of him.
Happy day.
It's happy enough, lads.
Dean, mate, it was a pleasure having you on, mate.
Dean, it was a pleasure.
Thanks very much for your time, brother.
Really. Appreciate it. It's good to see you.
Stephen, thank you very much.
Rainbow, you know how much I love and support you, Gavin, the lovey. John, lovey.
We're going to see you up at the Danish anyway.
100%, mate, count me in, I'll be there.
Yeah. I'm glad you got to be on the car.
I'll come up and support you.
Give you a shout or just get maybe even run a few things by you because you've been there, done it.
Any advice you need or if you ever want to do like a wee small trip or anything, give me a heads up, text me or whatever. I would love to,
especially see what you were saying about the Europe trip and all. Like people always say about Interrail, you buy a train ticket and you just go about all Europe or something.
I'm going to say something, mate.
I never tell people what my next trip is. Always keep it to myself. I feel like you should have all your goals.
Absolutely.
Too much outside in their face. So keep even my old man.
Be cut off.
I tell her a week before, right? I'm going to be very close to home this summer. So if you want to keep in touch,
Donegal.
You could tie in with me.
I was camping there last week in Donegal.
Donegal. Mama, go to car, look.
That was amazing.
Me and my mates, we flew around it in a camper van away like an Antigua. And then we've done it again the summer after. And then we went to France and Spain last year. But it's either just a wee feeling in the camper van. You're just free as a bird.
I put a video up on my TikTok today, Ireland. I put up my top 10 and the top 5 could be in any order. Ireland is the whole island. I've cycled around twice. The whole island twice. So I put it number 4 on the list. But that was because Colombia, Nepal and Peru was in front of it, but it could easily be number 1. People think, I live in Belfast, I've seen Ireland. You haven't seen Kerry, you haven't seen Donegal or Galway.
See Dingle in the mountains, did you ever go up there? There's like a wee lake at the top of the mountains, it's unbelievable.
Both times I've cycled around Ireland, the challenge has been to go to the 4 points, the most northern, western, southern, eastern. And Dingle is where the most western is.
My cousin done the Marvin 2 weeks ago over in, Canadians remember it?
It was the Belfast Marvin.
And you had to like compete it in 3 hours. And if you got under 3 hours, I think it was like 27 mil, was it? Or more?
26 mil.
And my cousin done it in 2 hours and 57
Holy
minutes. So he got 3 minutes that's under unborn. 3 hours. So he competed and now he's a born legend. He always was a legend and he knows who it is. D Mac Burbeck. Get in there, big D. Know what I mean? Here and here. He done it less than 3 hours.
Even to complete the marathon in 20 hours or 11 or 10, never mind 3, that's what I'm going under. Yeah, 3 sub fee, well done.
Oh, I sub 3, that's exactly what it was. Our sub 3, and I actually went and enjoyed myself. It was one of the best ever. My two sisters competed in it, and RD's girl competed in it, and all too. There was a load of people who competed in it, and I am so proud of them all.
I'd love to do a marathon too. I'm going to sign up this.
You know what, Liam? As I said, don't think. I'm doing it next year.
Right.
I'm signing myself up. A fact.
I'll keep you sweet. You keep me sweet.
Absolutely. But we're checking them though. I'm in the always here, like, so.
Yeah, what do you have to say, son?
I want to say anyone watching, get on, buy tickets to the event. Never mind all that there. But carry on.
Gab, fuck up, right? Not your content.
See if it sells out. Don't mess. We're going to jump over to Patreon here now. So
if you want
to
support us.
Sign up to the Patreon. Jump over her. That's where all the good stuff is. All the uncut stuff. We don't need to be watch out for YouTube fucking marshals coming over. You know what I mean?
All the lads as well. If you want, don't be messing with me. Message Gavin or message Lambo for the tickets. They're the ones that sort it all out. So sort
them out.
Click
Instagram. Click the wee link. It'll say tickets here. Click it. Buy 20 of them.
See right now.
They're selling out fast, and if you want to go up and see Stephen Dupac already, go up to have a bit of performance and have a laugh and a gig and a joke and a good night.
You're meant
go to Gadden Burns
and
go to Lambo's
left. There's 50 tickets left. The last 50, get on.
No. There's 8 left.
Eight tickets.
Yous are all going to hit us up in a couple of weeks. There's none left. There's going to be none left then. Go
they're,
and get them.
They're flat out. So like, I would give it a week. If you haven't got them and you don't get them, you've missed out on one of the best nights of Belfast.
Don't blame me.
Love a lady. We need to switch over. Good night. God bless.
Love yous, people.
Peace out. We're set.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.